Welcome to News Video Clip. As we all know, President Trump's popularity has been plummeting. It's down to about 30%. And meanwhile, the prices for everything, groceries, gas, real estate, have just skyrocketed. I think the average price for a new home is now over $400,000. And Trump's war in Iran continues to go on and on and on. Well, the good news is some people are actually leaving the MAGA movement. And MS Now interviewed six of these people to find out why they gave up on Trump. So let's watch the clip.
To get a better understanding of what makes people leave MAGA, we heard from an array of the group's members.
I grew up really poor. So a lot of my friends' parents would be responsible for helping me get to prom or making sure I had, you know, new shoes for school. And they were all MAGA. And it was very much this constant conversation of, if you want to have nice things, be a Republican.
I really wanted acceptance with my father. And my father was very much into Fox News. So that was something that we would connect on.
I became heavily indoctrinated into trad wife culture. We were all absolutely fine with household voting. And that
right, so just to clarify, for people who don't know, household voting means the woman does not vote.
So the SAVE Act, in essence, is to take that right away from women.
In 2015 and 16, I felt that the two parties were the same. And even though Trump ran as a Republican, I was very enticed by his outsider status.
When you heard Trump claim that the election had been stolen, were any of you like, yeah, they stole this election, Trump won?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did believe that the election was stolen. I believe that the riots were actually, those were patriots. Until I actually switched off Fox News and started getting my news from other places, my information, that's when it finally hit.
Diversifying their news turned out to be a common factor in leaving MAGA.
I met my now husband in 2021, and they made me watch a documentary on January 6th, and I didn't even know what happened on January 6th prior to the PBS documentary. And I looked at him and I said, Scott, did that really happen? And he was like, where have you been?
It's not easy to believe something firmly and then come to the conclusion that you've been wrong for many years. Was that hard for you?
Yes, yeah. That was something that I just couldn't square because I couldn't be wrong because I consider myself intelligent.
You know, I had believed that when Trump ran that he would be somebody who would be different as an outsider. I think that he was correct in pointing out a lot of the flaws of our political system. It just turned out, unfortunately, that he didn't try to solve those or remedy those ills, that he exacerbated them.
Hearing you guys talk about MAGA and about supporting Trump, it sounds like you're talking often about like a cult that's damaging.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's the president of the United States, and it's not a cult. It's like the dominant political ideology of the United States in this moment.
What MAGA does provide is a place where people feel seen and heard and validated. We used to say, we're not in the cult, the outside world is the cult, and we're not the crazies, the outside world are the crazies.
The group says that leaving MAGA often means losing relationships with loved ones, but it also teaches them to approach those loved ones with empathy.
When I left MAGA, like I said, I kicked the door open and jumped through. I had a heart full of hate, so I would just go on the offensive and attack anybody and everybody that still supported it. And I learned over time that that's not going to change anybody. In fact, it's going to push people over. So I've learned to be that empathy, that voice, that of concern, that caring voice. You can do this. I did it.
Okay, so interesting piece there on MS Now about people leaving MAGA. It's good to see that they left. It's always great to see that, right? So let's hope more people follow in their footsteps. Somebody, though, who is still in MAGA is right-wing grifter and podcaster Riley Gaines. Now, we did a story on Riley Gaines a few weeks ago about how she was lying about birth control and she was giving false medical advice. She's a total grifter. She claims to be a Christian, but her main thing is she hates trans people. And she went on a meltdown against an actor named Elliot Page, formerly Ellen Page, for appearing at a premiere for a film in London. Here is Jennifer Welch of I've Had It, and she's got the news. Let's watch.
Actor Elliot Page steps out on the red carpet in London, and Riley Gaines has a stage 5 meltdown regarding this. Like, nobody on the planet would think much of this. Actors step on the red carpet all the time. Riley Gaines, stage 5 meltdown. Pop this up. Not a single person with a functioning brain and a shred of honesty looks at this woman and sees a man. I see an insecure woman who was sold a lie that cutting off her body parts would make her something she will never become. Quite sad, really. What's sad to me is that you don't appear to have a single functioning brain cell, that your whole life is based on this codependent, toxic meddling. Why don't you let Elliot Page live their life and leave them alone? How does this affect you? How does your tweet deliver for people that have cancer in America and don't have health care? How does your tweet help with the national debt? How does anything you do, Riley Gaines, deliver for anybody other than every single day you put on a master class about why nobody wants to be a Christian anymore? Because you're full of hate and judgment and meddling. It's really grotesque.
It absolutely is grotesque. And again, Riley Gaines has no marketable skills. All she is a right-wing grifter. She's a right-wing podcaster. She never backs up anything she claims with any facts whatsoever. I mean, she's just a professional liar. Alrighty, now we're going to switch over to NBC's Meet the Press. Now, you might have heard that Senator Lindsey Graham died of a heart attack last night. And so the host of Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, is just heartbroken that this horrible warmonger, Lindsey Graham, has passed away. And she's so broken up, she had Donald Trump call into her show. And watch how desperate she is. This is pathetic.
And I know that we are all just absorbing this news. We are all in shock. Can you tell us, Mr. President, how you received this news and your immediate gut reaction when you heard it?
So what makes it even stranger is that I got a call last night sometime at, you know, the early evening, maybe in the sevens, and he called and he said, we're all set for the Save America Act. He was pushing the Save America Act like crazy. He got back, said he just landed from Ukraine. I said, that's a long trip to make. And he said, he sounded a little tired, but perfect, but a little bit tired. I had a right to be. And he was a worker. He was really a worker, but he sounded great, actually. But he actually said he was tired. But he wanted to pass the Save America Act. And I said, well, we're going to get it done, Lindsey. We're going to get it done. I'll see you, like, soon. We thought maybe we might even meet today. Mm. And then that was it. And that was, you know, very around the time. It couldn't have been much longer. It could have been his last call. I don't know exactly. But I got a message about 1 o'clock in the morning from one of the people in his office that he had passed away. I said, you got it. I just can't believe it. He was like a member of the family to me. It's very tough, actually. It's amazing.
Mr. President,
he was.
President, it is just extraordinary. You just spoke with him last night. His office says he passed away from a brief and sudden illness. Are you learning any more details about how and why he may have passed? Did he tell you anything in that phone call, Mr. President, about not feeling well?
So there you go. Kristen Welker, she's just desperate. Oh, please, President Trump. Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. This woman is anchoring a network news show, and she is begging like a dog. This is pathetic. This is not a real journalist, ladies and gentlemen. This is a stooge of the corporate media who has no dignity whatsoever. And you can watch the rest of the video. We'll put the link below. And Trump doesn't tell her anything new. She just sits there and begs and whines and cries for him. It's just pathetic. Now, there is one clip that Kristen Welker is never going to show you. And this is from Fox News back in March. And this is when Lindsey Graham was talking about Trump's war in Iran, which Lindsey Graham supports. Lindsey Graham also supports Israel's genocide in Gaza and also Israel's war in Lebanon. So Lindsey Graham was talking about how American boots may have to go on the ground in Iran and die. Again, this is back in March on Fox News.
Obliterated, and they're running out of money. So here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil. Control that island. Let this regime down a vine.
Is this going to, though, take Karg Island? Is it going to involve U.S. troops on the ground? Let me just read you something from the Atlantic. Does an assessment on that. They say U.S. troops may well take Karg Island. We believe their ability to do so, but only to endure ballistic missile strikes, drone attacks, petrochemical smoke, all without a reliable means of obtaining logistical support. The result could be a grinding war of attrition. They talk about how far away they would be from resupply.
I'm sort of tired of all this armchair quarterback, and this has been an amazing military operation. God bless the fallen.
But it's a difference when we talk about troops on the ground.
I trust the Marines, not that guy. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary units sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this.
So there you go. Lindsey Graham, he's getting all excited and all bloodthirsty. Oh, it's just like Iwo Jima. You know, if Kristen Welker truly believes how wonderful Lindsey Graham was, why doesn't Kristen Welker enlist in the U.S. military right now? Why doesn't Kristen Welker go over to and fight in the Iran war right now instead of sitting behind her cushy desk at Meet the Press? Why doesn't she back up her words? She won't. There you go, folks. Alrighty, those were all the stories we have today. We do have links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Riley Gaines, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Kristen Hawkins, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore, they're all paid influencers. They're all paid liars. They never back up anything. They never put links below their videos to back up anything. We do every single time. I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate me, then definitely subscribe. All right. Those are all the stories we have for today. We'll be back later and see you then. Bye-bye.